Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested through tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. But first, if you would like to learn how to pray powerful and effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called How to Pray a Breakthrough Prayer.
So God says, relax, it's my battle, I'll handle it. Here's the third thing he says, keep serving in your position. The next line in that verse says, just take up your position and stand strong. Here's the enemy coming against them. He doesn't say, go home and light a fire and watch TV. He also says, doesn't say, go fight them. He says, get in your position and stand there. That takes an enormous amount of faith. Now, I don't have time to get into this, but God has a position for everyone in the family of God. He has a ministry for you to do, a service for you to perform. A non-serving Christian is a contradiction. God has a niche, a niche for you, and it's based on your shape, S-H-A-P-E, spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, experiences. We got a whole class that helps you discover what's my place in the body of Christ, what's my place in the world, what's God's purpose for my life. And I wrote those classes years ago, class 101, 201, 301, and 401, talking about different parts of your position. He says, you've got a position. Just stand strong. And then that's the fourth thing he says, is watch, wait and watch what God does. That big problem in your life, it's my battle. Stand firm. Stay in your position, wait and watch what God does. Now, this is the strangest battle in history. And at verse 17, here's what he says. Now, you're not going to need to fight in this battle. Would you agree? That's a pretty unusual battle. So you don't need to fight in this one. Just take up your position and stand strong. Then just wait and watch, and you will see the Lord deliver you. You're not going to deliver yourself. Again, don't be afraid or discouraged, second time, because the Lord is with you. And then the king and everybody else all bowed down on the ground and worshiped God. That passage I just read, in three words, here's what God says to them. I got this, okay? It's not your problem. I got this. I will handle this. By the way, that verse there, verse 17, 2 Chronicles 20, is the middle verse of the Old Testament. Some of you, that's the only thing you're going to get. Little trivia, you write it down, middle verse of the Old Testament. But he says, in this battle, you don't need to fight, you don't need to move, and you don't need to worry. You get that? He says, verse, you don't need to fight in this battle. You can resign as general manager of the universe, and it's not going to fall apart. You're not Atlas holding everything up. God's holding you up. You don't need to fight. He says, you don't even need to move. He says, stand strong. You don't have to manipulate God. You don't have to help God. Just let God be God. He says, stand strong. You don't have to move. Now listen, this is for somebody here. Some of you are thinking, if I could just move, all my problems would be different. If I could just move away. If I could just go to Tahiti, then I would not have any stress. You know what the problem with that is? When you go to Tahiti, you take you. And where is the stress? It's not in the air, it's between your ears. So you're taking your stress to Tahiti. Some of you think, life sucks, I need to move. Well, maybe not. maybe you're exactly where you need to be, and you need to be at church every week hearing this kind of teaching so you know how to handle stress instead of being out there on their own and doing it in the wrong way. I know guys who've turned down promotions because he wanted their kids, his kids, to grow up in this church. Lots of families have done that. Because it said, you don't need to move. You don't need to manipulate. You need to help God. You don't need to move. It's an attitude of quiet confidence. I want you to write this down. It is never God's will for me to run from a difficult situation. Did you write that down? It is never, 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 never God's will for me to run from a difficult situation. If you run from a difficulty, you run from a difficult marriage, you tend to fall into another marriage and you're going to have difficulty there. God wants to teach you that he's sufficient in everything. So he says, you don't need to fight. You don't need to move. He said, you don't even need to worry. Twice, God says, don't be afraid. Why does God say that? Why do I not have to worry in the breakthrough prayer? Well, here's the question. Has God ever lost a battle in all of history? No. We lose battles. God has never lost a battle that he fought. So you can't lose. If God's fighting the battle for you, you can't lose. You're going to win. Now, what do I stand firm? He says, just stand strong, stand firm. How do I stand strong? How do I stand firm? There's so much in this chapter, I couldn't even put it all in the outline. So look up here on the screen. Verse 20 says this. Here's how you stand strong. Put your faith in God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Have faith in his prophets, and you will succeed. Now, as your coach, as your pastor, that's what I'm praying for you every day. I'm praying that you'll be able to stand firm in life, you won't fall over, and I'm praying that you'll succeed. I pray for your success in life. My goal is to help you be successful in every area of your life. And he tells us there how you do it. Well, the way you get stability is by putting your faith in God, his character, and the way you get success is by putting your faith in what his prophets have said. This is it. It's the word. And the more you get in this book, this is what God spoke to us through these prophets. He said, if you do that, you're going to succeed. The more you're in this book, the more you're going to succeed in life. If you're not in this book, you're going to make all kinds of mistakes that God said, yeah, you didn't need to make that one. So he says, stand firm on the character of God and stand firm on the truth of the Bible.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you're like most people, you're probably struggling with a difficult situation or circumstance in your life, and you need a breakthrough. That's where prayer, powerful prayer, comes in. Whether you need a breakthrough in your health, finances, career, marriage, or another important relationship, persistent, expectant prayer is how God moves to transform lives. And to help you unlock God's power in your life, Pastor Rick created Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This dynamic study book provides information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. As you see God answer your prayers, provide for your needs, and open new doors, you'll develop a confidence that God is listening and that he cares. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises to help you discover the secret to answered prayer and the pathway to God's amazing power in your life. When you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you Experience God's Power Through Prayer to say thanks. And today, when you join the Daily Hope family as a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a special surprise gift to welcome you. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The more you're in this book, the more you're going to succeed in life. If you're not in this book, you're going to make all kinds of mistakes that God said, yeah, you didn't need to make that one. So he says, stand firm on the character of God and stand firm on the truth of the Bible. Now here's the fourth step. Thank God in advance for the answer. Thank God in advance for the answer. And the reason I chose this particular story from the Bible is because it perfectly illustrates the power of thanking God in advance before you get the answer. And notice, this is an unusual battle strategy. George Patton would have fainted if he'd been given this order. Verse 21. So then, based on all of what God had said, the king appointed musicians and singers in robes, in choir robes, to march out in front of the army and to loudly praise and thank the Lord as they're going out to the battle, to the battlefield. And he even tells us what they sang. Here's the song. This is what they sang. We thank God. His love never quits. I think we've got a song like that. His love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. Now imagine this. The three enemy nations, three times as many people on the other hill, and they're looking down, they see this choir in front of the army. And they're going, what is going on? The Israeli army, the Jews who've been trained in the forces, they got the army in front, they go, yeah, what is going on? The choir, who's headed toward the enemy on the front line, go, yeah, we'd like to know what's going on, because we're the tip of the spear and we don't even have any weapons. I got my little flute. And we're going to sing a song, thank you God, we love you, you're great, your love is eternal. What's going on here? It's a symbol. It's a metaphor of the principle. We're thanking God before the battle. We're thanking God in advance. We're putting the choir before the army. Now, I want you to notice the power of thanking God in advance. The next verse, verse 22. At the moment they began to sing, there, thanking God. At the moment they began to sing and to praise, the Lord caused the armies of these three enemy nations, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, to begin fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other. Now that's cool. They haven't lifted a finger, and they win the battle by thanking God in advance. When are you going to start thanking God for that breakthrough in your life? You've wanted it all your life, but you haven't been thanking God for it in advance. You've just been begging, like you have to bargain or bribe or pressure God to say yes. God wants to say yes. He's waiting for you to show faith. Number five, expect God to turn battles into blessings. I want you to notice what happens when you let God fight your battles. Verse 24 to 26 says this. When the army of Judah finally arrived at the battleground, the valley was covered with dead bodies. It's already been fought. For as far as they could see, no one had survived. So they went out to gather the plunder. And they found huge amounts of equipment and clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry back. In fact, there was so much loot on that battlefield, it took them 3 days to collect it. That's over an abundance of God's blessing, material blessing. On the fourth day, they gathered for a worship service in that valley, which they named the Valley of Baraka, because the people had thanked and praised God there. The word Barak means to bless in Hebrew. The word Baraka means a blessing. And the valley of bitterness, the valley of burden, the valley of battles was renamed the Valley of Blessing. God wants you to live your life in the Valley of Blessing, not in the Valley of Battles. God wants you to live your life in the Valley of Baraka. And I want to bless you so much it takes you 2 or 3 days to carry off all the spoils, because they thanked and praised God there. They renamed the valley. Now, that tells us the three results of a breakthrough prayer. The first thing is you get more blessing than you can handle. You're praying for a breakthrough in your life. You say, how am I going to know when I've had a breakthrough? Oh, you'll know it. You'll know it. If you don't know it, it's not a breakthrough. It's so big. It's so cool. It's so amazing. God did that. It's not one of these ones, well, that was kind of a cool little thing, but maybe I could explain it away as a coincidence, or maybe I just did this. No, no, no. When there's a breakthrough, you just go, the only way that could have happened is God did it. And that's what I'm praying for you. He says there's more blessing than they can handle. Outdone expectations. God wants you to live in the valley of blessing. The second thing that you know you've had a breakthrough is you love God more and you want to worship him more. Because when God does that kind of thing in your life, he just did for these people, you go, God, you are too cool. You are so great. You are so wonderful. People say, I don't think I love God enough. No, you don't realize how much he loves you. When you realize how much he loves you, you're going to love him. You're going to love him because nobody loves you like God loves you. It makes you want to worship God more. Look at this verse on the screen, verse 27. Then Jehoshaphat led his troops back to Jerusalem, where they joyfully celebrated, that's called a party, folks. They joyfully celebrated the great victory that God had given to them. In these 34 days, we're going to have some parties break out in this church. When something happens, I've already received a bunch of these from people who said, "This, there was no way this could have happened, except I've been praying three times a day the way God wants me to pray for a breakthrough." And so you share your breakthrough story, and it makes you want to worship God. It makes you want to give thanks. Now, the third benefit, when you have a breakthrough, makes me love God more, more blessing than I can handle. Third one is, this is cool, unbelievers start noticing. And the people who don't know God around you start going, what is going on in her life? Look at that man. He has something, some kind of blessing on. He's got favor of God on his life. I mean, he's got the same problems. That family has the same problems we do. They're just handling them a whole lot better. What gives? What's with this? Unbelievers take notice. And when you have a breakthrough in your life, it is a witness to unbelievers. It is a witness to people who don't know God yet. It is a testimony. God gets honored. And every you get blessed, God gets honored. Look at this last verse on the screen here, verse 29. It says, when the nations surrounding Israel heard how God had fought and defeated the enemies of his people, those nations were all afraid to attack. I guess so. Yeah, that quiet before the army thing. Well, let's try that one. Yeah, they were afraid to attack. So Jehoshaphat enjoyed peace and security for the rest of his reign as king. I like that. That's what I'm praying for you. Wouldn't you like to have peace and security for the rest of your life? Breakthrough prayer. Breakthrough prayer. Not any other way. Let's bow our heads. Father, I pray for our congregation. I pray for our family. As I look out on all these people, I love these people, but you love them even more than I do. And I'm asking you to do things that only you can do. Lord, we're not asking you to do stuff that we can take care of ourselves. I'm going to expect you to turn the battles into blessings. I'm going to expect you to bless me in a way that I can't even handle it. And that I will give more back to you as you give more to me. And as I give more to you, you give more to me. And I learn the blessing of generosity, thanksgiving. And I pray that my life will cause unbelievers to notice that my breakthrough, that the blessings on my life are so great that people want to know you too. If you've never asked Jesus Christ in your heart, say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life right now. You be the manager of all the unmanageable things in my life. You be the controller, the CFO, the CEO of my life, the chairman of the board. You be the Lord. I want to learn to trust you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to have a friendship with you in the days ahead. And I ask all of this because of what Jesus Christ did when he came at Christmas and rose again after his death at Easter. And so I pray this in his name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you're like most people, you're probably struggling with a difficult situation or circumstance in your life, and you need a breakthrough. That's where prayer, powerful prayer, comes in. Whether you need a breakthrough in your health, finances, career, marriage, or another important relationship, persistent, expectant prayer is how God moves to transform lives. And to help you unlock God's power in your life, Pastor Rick created the Experience God's Power Through Prayer Study Resource Book. Here's Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident, sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you Experience God's Power Through Prayer to say thanks. And today, when you join the Daily Hope family as a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a special surprise gift to welcome you. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.